You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Hey, welcome back to Opulent Network Radio. Right here for Wisdom Wednesday. Today is March the 28th. 2018, and guess what? It is the end of March, the first or the second week of spring, and we're moving into spring break. Now, how about that for starters? We were just in October, December, January, bringing the new year in. Now we're in March. Now we're in April. Is that not a blessing for all? We gotta remember that, you know, we're here by the grace of God. We all got numbers. We all have our time on this earth. Even though we were supposed to live forever, we missed out because we sinned? Because the two people decided they wanted to do something and listen to somebody and make changes and choices for everybody, forgetting about the rest of the mankind. And this is what we're going to talk about today. Look what you got started. Look what you got started. Or look what you started. Or look what you got started. All of these are approximately the same. But look what you started. And it goes back all the way to the beginning of time. Look what you started. I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Opulent Network. Opulent Network, yes, we are a group of sponsors and people who love to help in the community, mentoring, whatever there is, we're there to help. Food, clothing, if we have funds available to donate, we do that as well. We want you to do the same and uplift your friends and set positive goals and appreciate life and make the vision. Make the vision to share and shake off all the badness around us and have PAPPA, positive attitudes that produces positive actions. And then we want you to embrace. Embrace what is happening in your life. Because I'll tell you, it's not easy. Trust and believe, it's not easy being in society and having this rim over our head. It's like an aura over our head. Did I do good? Did I do bad? Should I help them? This and this and that. Hey, we have choices. Choices that we have to decide from either the head or from the heart. Remember, we have those choices. And sometimes we have to make them on the jolly doggone spot. So welcome all to this call, and that means you're here, you are here willing to make a life-changing choice and a mission of helping children in the community. And now, not only helping children, we're helping you to help your children. Because, see, making a commitment to do that is one of the very most things that is needed in society, because it's your mindset. Because everybody doesn't know what to do with their child when they get a certain age, when they start doing this. It's just a whole lot of things. And we're here to help change your lifestyle, and your mindset is important. And you must embrace these things, because everybody's not going to tell you what's right. Everybody's just going to be at your back with a knife in it and just stabbing you and just say, oh, that was cute. Oh, she ain't no good on the backside. You're on the backside just talking about you like you was a Hebrew. You was just old slave. But you didn't know any better. And once you know better, you do better. So it's very important to, you know, pass it on. If you're getting something out of it, pass it on. Tell somebody to come on and listen. It's only for 45 minutes. We won't want to go too long. Sometimes we go to 10. Sometimes we go to 10, 15. It all depends. But we're only a 45-minute show, and we prove to excel in all areas because we are powerful, reserve, opulent voices everywhere. And guess what? You can find us on Facebook at O.N.E. You can email us at info@oneopulentnetwork.com, or you can join our group me, or even chat with us in the purechat.me. We've got three people that are lined up to answer your calls, your questions, 24-hour helpline. You know, when you're feeling distressed, we are there to help you. So we're across the nation from West Coast to East Coast, from North to South. We spread love, and we want you to show somebody that you love them by inviting us to Wisdom's Wednesday with the one and only Miss Lane, that is me, or Motivational Monday. We also have Thoughtful Thursday that is being revamped, so just stay tuned. We'll be back with that. All of our shows start at 9 p.m., 347-327-9515. Now, right now, I want to take the time out, get your pens and papers, and I want you to take down these crisis hotline numbers. Now, let me tell you what's really cool. If you email me and say you want crisis hotline magnet, whereas you get a free magnet delivered right to your door, we'll have these numbers on it and a magnet placed on your refrigerator at no cost to you. All you have to do is email us, and then we'll talk from there about getting the where you want them emailed or delivered to. Domestic violence, 1-800-799-7233. That's domestic violence. Teen date abuse, 1-800-331-9474. Rape hotline, 800-656-4673. Suicide prevention, 1-800-274-8255. Let's end all abuse in all forms. Help save one life one day at a time. Each one, teach one, love one. Like I said, if you would like to have this on a magnet with Opulent Network's number on it, the days that we have in shows, all you have to do is email us, and we're going to send you out one for free. There's no cost. There's no shipping. There's nothing. It's just a magnet with Opulent Network on there. The days that we're on the radio, our radio number, and these crisis hotline numbers. How cool is that for free? All you got to do is ask for it. Text me at 470-798-0941. Opulent Network. Opulent Network's goals are to help people. So when you are in a tight spot and everything seems as though it's pushing against you and you just can't get out and you just that cat, guess what? Never give up, for it's just that place and time that the tide will turn. And when the past tries to dominate your thoughts, let your dreams ignite your days. And finally, by Miss Lane, is change your mindset and you'll change your soul. Because your soul interchanges with your mindset. And your mindset is so important that you just can't live without. Our topic today, look what you started. Look what you started. Wow, I'm looking for my people online, and I'm probably going to have to go ahead and call on Brother G to open us up in prayer if I can find him, or if I can find Sister Stephanie. She should be online. We're going to keep it moving, keep it listening. Remember one thing, focus on looking back to learn and look forward to live. Remember, what mistakes that were made in the past are often lessons for the learning to be better in the future. So don't let the present living prejudge your mindset on preparing your life to live and with the opportunity to love each and every one, no matter what their race, their nation, their sex preference, whatever it is. Love a person for being a person, breathing, eating. No matter what hysterical, phenomenal things have happened, trust me, just love. Because God is love. That's it. God is love. And I'll tell you, nothing better than the love of your Father, especially when it comes to getting knowledge. So you want to feed your faith, and your fears will be hungry. But if you start to fail, saturate your mouth and monitor your mind with wisdom. And that's where Wisdom Wednesday comes in. And we give you some good tips and good things just to think about, just to pass on. You never know what you say or what I say or what somebody else says can be passed on to someone else in a conversation that you never knew that you would have. And you say, oh, yeah, but I knew this. Oh, yeah. And hey, it trickles down. It's that domino effect. That domino effect trickles down everywhere. So always remember that your brain and your soul are two different entities, and they act sometimes against each other like teeter-totters, because their heart is treacherous. That heart desires everything. It desires all. It always desires. So making a commitment to changing your life is very important. Being positive is very important. Helping people is very important. Loving people is very important. So stay tight, do it right, and let's keep the faith. Our goal is to change our mindset, your negative into your positive actions and your positive into your greater events. So your ability to love someone else, your family, your a spouse is going to be at its highest peak as long as you keep the faith, change your mindset, and remember, pray, meditate, and have faith. And remember to meditate on that faith and that prayer, because once you pray and you have faith in what you believe in and what you want, that meditation is going to bring it out. It's like yoga. You got to try it. One day, you got to try it. It's everything. Love you all for listening, because there's no us without you. But I'm going to bring Sister Stephanie on, and she's going to open us up in prayer if she's online. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Sister Stephanie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I was at the doctor's, and I'm getting better, just taking a step at it, one step at a time. That's all I can do.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I would be glad to open this up in prayer. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for the opportunities to come together again as a family and as a community. I ask that you open each heart and each mind as we learn to give a part of ourselves, as we accept our mistakes, as we also accept and acknowledge our successes. For without each other, none of this could be possible. And it's always nice to know that we can share these experiences for someone who may be in the exact same spot that we once were. I ask that you continue to use us, to guide us, and help us to continue to guide these children to a better world. I ask that you will be with each family member, for you know what is going on in each of these lives, and you know what is needed. And I ask that you continue to use us again tonight as we go forward and educate and encourage one another. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We also have the lovely Sister Stephanie online. She is our, she's like she's a radio host. She's that radio host. Guess what? If I'm sick, if Dr. Nav's sick, if Reverend Jai Ace is sick, guess who's gonna do the radio host? That's Stephanie, and we appreciate her so much. It's so much that she has done that helps us keep going. I could never say how many thanks for her, her spirit, her soul, her input. All of that is so important to me and my team. And then we also have my PR online, Dr. Navigator. He's my closer. He's my PR, and he got to get busy. He's been a little silent, but he's got to get busy. I've been telling him for the longest. I guess he's just waiting for me to say, hey, you know, what you going to do? But the wait is over. Today is March the 28th. 2018. I think I told you this last year. We got to keep this moving. You're in charge, PR, public relations, which means you're going to do your thing, brother. And I appreciate him as well. He is a great person, great mentor to a lot of children and young men as well. We're going to keep pushing him as far as we can with all of our agendas. Also, I want to remind everybody again about these magnets. We have magnets that says One Opulent Network, our telephone number, the days that we have shows, and then the crisis hotline. Everybody needs one of those on their refrigerator because you never know. Maybe you wrote it down on a piece of paper and that paper is gone, but if it's on that refrigerator, it's there. Guess what? The magnet costs zero. The shipping is zero. All you have to do is text me your name and address. You don't even have to text me your name. I just to sender request and send it on, and it's free. And it comes to your door within 3 days. You'll have your magnet put on something for you to give out to someone else. You never know when that time will occur. You never know, and that's the hard part. Of passing away and something tragic happened, are you ready? So look what you started. Look what you started. How and what and where and when. Look what you started. Let me bring him on real quick. And if maybe he's available. Is he online? If he's online, he'll go ahead and speak. Look what you started. What you started. When you hear that phrase, you're like, what the heck is she talking about? So there's so many things you can get started. There's so many things, and I've got so many questions. What did you get started? Was it beneficial? Was it a nightmare? Was it an accident, by accident? How did you correct it? What was it that how did you correct what you had got started? And did you correct, when you corrected it, did you make it right or did you make it worse? And how often do we get things started and never finish? So there's a lot of twists and turns in tonight's topic. Of course, we only have 45 minutes, but we're going to do what we came to do. And let's talk about, look what you got started. Look what you got started. I can say, look what we got started. We got started 6 years ago. We started this radio station, and everybody said that we would not be here after 1 year. We wasn't going to make it after 6 months. We wasn't going to do it after so long. Hey, I beg to differ. We're still here. We're still strong. We're still keeping on. So it's not all about what other people say. It's what's in your heart and in your mindset in order to continue the positiveness, to move forward. So look what you started. What did you start? Why did you start this? Why did you start this fire? And like I was saying earlier, goes back to Adam and Eve. Look what they started. They started sin. See, it's you can go a lot of different ways with this topic because, you know, look what you started. We started a radio station. Okay, we started a new business. Well, we started a new chapter. We started a little thing. But look what you started. You started sin at the beginning. And so now it all trickled down. Same way with love. This sin trickled down. And the only way we can get out of sin is through what? Hey, everybody knows. Do I need to bring my Bible home to tell you? Trust me, God tells me, guides me. I don't write down this stuff. One thing I did was write down these questions. And I just wrote those down 2 minutes before I came on the air. It's not like I planned what I'm talking about. It just comes. It's that wisdom, knowledge. You have to keep it. You have to stay prayed up. Staying prayed up, being full of the Spirit from God. So therefore, sin started. Sin trickled down. Look what they got started. Now, the thing about it is it beneficial? Nope. It ain't beneficial. Because look what sin is doing in this world, creating all these monsters. I can't even get it out. The crime, the violence, the rapes, the murders. That's what sin has done. The first sin that was in the Bible was Adam and Eve. The second was Cain and Abel. We can go on down the list, but we ain't going to do that today. So, was it a nightmare? Yes, it's a nightmare because we're continuing to live the nightmare that Adam and Eve had presented for us. But I'm not going to go too much in it, and I'm going to let some of y'all talk, and I'm going to bring Dr. Navigator on so he can open up with me on this talk. And look what you started. You started an uproar. Look what you started. You invaded someone's bedroom that's another young lady's or another husband's. You invaded someone's privacy by looking in their window. Look what you started. There are so many things that you start, you don't even know you start. Can you stop? Is it an accident? And did you go back and
Hello?
Hello, love to the line. Can anyone hear me right now? Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Okay, I think we may be having a technical difficulty. I think she's get stuff out, but her topic is look what you started. And she's pretty much, I think she's taking us to the beginning.
Okay, you guys, I got cut off. I don't know what happened. But see, when you start talking about the sin, the originator of sin, he does things that's unspeakable. So I just, he's the ruler of this world right now. I'm going to let him have it. But I'm not going to do his will. I'm going to do my father's will. So I'm going to bring on Dr. Navigator so I can go and clear my voice up a little bit and let him talk to you a little bit about look what you started. And then let's get some feedback in there. I see we got Sister KB in the house. We got Sister Stephanie in the house. We got Brother G in the house. We got 5517 in the house. I want to welcome you all the time. I know you're a silent speaker, but if you love to speak, if you would like to speak, please push 1 at any time, people. I am here, and I open up the lines and open up your heart and open up your mind for wisdom right here. Loving you to the line.
Okay, love to the line. Look what you started. Okay.
You said what?
I said I'm picking up where you left off.
Okay, all right.
The topic, look what you started. Now, we can take it back to the beginning, and we can speak about, what did transpire when, Eve was deceived by the serpent, and she went on to, convince Adam to actually bring sin into the world by disobeying God. And what happened was it started something that we are all, reaping the repercussion of, sin. But, see, you also have to look at it like, and it's the way I look at it. This was God's vision. It was God's creation. And I'm quite sure that God knew what was going to take place because, there's nothing new to him under the sun. So when we go back to the beginning of when sin entered and we say, look what you started, look what Eve started, look what Adam allowed to, take place, look at ourselves. And, each day go by, each moment go by, we have the opportunity to make a change. Because change is something that, cannot actually be altered. Even as we live, as we grow older, as we, we don't look the same as we did when we was 16. We don't look the same we did when we was 20. And, each day, each moment go by, we begin to get older. But we also do this in appearance, and we also can have the ability to do this in mind. Yet and still, as we get older, sometimes people, you know, lose their memory, get Alzheimer's, you know, things of this nature. But when we, as we go by each day, you have to realize, look what I started. You started a new relationship. This new relationship started a new family. This family started a new marriage. And as things progress, then guess what? We find out we're not pleased with the person that we started this wonderful life with, and we have a divorce. So you still have to reap the benefit of what you started. So when you say, look what you started, I kind of feel like what Malcolm X said. He don't get involved with anything that don't have a positive result, meaning that he was talking about the civil rights movement. You know, so when we begin to start something, when we do so, it's just like starting a business. It's like building a house. It's like building anything. You have to have a blueprint. You got to know what direction you want to go to. You got to know what steps you want to have to take. You got to have proper planning to prevent poor performance. So when you're starting something new, make sure you do it with the intent of something positive. You do it out of love. You do it with what, you know, we know God is based on. This is love. But a lot of times you can start something, you know, you said, like, look what you start, and it can be a war. It can be a conflict, a physical conflict with a boyfriend, a spouse, or even a child. So whenever you, you know, actually begin to start something, you know, I think it's important that we sit down and we do just like we were doing, we were building a building. Go by your blueprint. So when you start something, you're going to be like Malcolm X. You're going to have a positive result. And that's pretty much what I have on Look What You Started at the moment. If anybody would like to speak on it, you know, if anybody would like to just say, hey, how do you feel about the topic? How do you feel about Look What You Started? You know, you didn't start something in your life. You got breath in your body right now and tonight, and you're graced this line with your presence. You started something. You started to come to the show, and you got some kind of result from it. Well, look what you started. You know, tell us about it. You know, about the uplifting of your kid or the rearing of your children. Well, tell us about how you started something and it produces a positive result. Anybody like speaking, you know, please press 1. Or I think the lines may be open. And, you know, respectfully, speak your mind. Okay, then. I'll pick somebody. Miss KB. I know a while back you started to get your life in order and you went to school. And so where are you at now with, you know, this great start?
Hello?
Yes, now.
I had to get my phone off me. I have completed my school program. I'm actually working for the doctor's office now. Actually get to draw my first paycheck this week, so that's great news. But I have one more step to say that I'm absolutely completely done, and that's I have to go back and take my final MA and PCT testing on April the 11th. But other than that, I'm done with it. It's a task that I completed, and I say I did it for myself. And I'm very proud of myself for actually completing something. Is that what you were asking?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, then that's a beautiful thing. You know, you started something, you put it in motion, and you're reaping the benefit from it. You know, the fruit of your hard labor. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If anyone else would like to, you know, just grace the line with something that you started, you know, either in your past or something that you plan to do in your future. And you see, you know, look what you started. See what did you know, I want to hear something positive. You know, we hear so much negative through the thing that gets started in our existence. Can anybody, you know, grace the line with something positive that just started?
All right. Look what you started. Look what you started, Dr. Navigator. Look what you started. Let's turn the tables on. Look what you started. And I can go back from when you first came on, what you started. Everything you started was beneficial. It wasn't a nightmare. Everything you started, I'm not going to say it was by accident. It was by choice that you started. And everything that you started, it was in a corrective path for all, for everyone. You even got your name changed from Nav to Dr. Nav. So it's like, you know, everything that you started has been productive, positive, and in the right mindset. So look what you started makes me come to saying that do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. And that's what you've been doing. You've been leaving a trail here and there and bits here and bits there. And you're not following the trail. You're just leaving the trail. So you are also another icon in that area of look what you started. And I want to commend also KB for coming on and giving, sharing her story, because we've heard her story and it is a great story as well. So, Dr. Navigator, what do you got to say on that? What's your kudos on that after all that you've done and got started? Now, the thing about it is, are you finished is the question. Is there a finish after your let's get it started or where you got started? Well, what is it now? Look what you got started. Are you finished?
No, ma'am, not at all. See, well, I started something. I started to be around people, and I use that word lightly, people, that was, you know, projecting something positive, that was projecting something that was meaningful, that I actually, you know, nurtured something that was within me that just needed a little sunlight, a little water. You know, Optimal Network did that for me, you know, because you can sit and you can write, and I love to write, you know, and you can put your thoughts on paper, but until you make it, you know, materialize and into something that's, you know, truthful, something that people can build off, live off of, you don't realize the potentials that your literature, your writing can actually have. And that's what Optimal Network is for me. So when, you know, I think about look what you started, I have to go back and I have to say, well, Reverend Jai Ace and, you know, Ms. Lane and Dr. O, you know, the forefathers and mothers of this great foundation, man, they helped me start something within myself that made me grow. That actually gave me the opportunity to say, hey, man, you can be something better than what you really are. You know, yeah, I've always had the mindset to be something, to do something, to bring something into existence, because I feel like there's only, you know, two types of people in this world, those who exist and those who bring things into existence. Those who exist, they just become, you know, statistics. Those who bring things to existence, we read about them in history. And that's the one I want to be. And, you know, Optimal Network, you know, the Optimal Network family, the listeners, the chat room, the hosts, the guests, you know, all of them have made that possible for me. You know, who would ever thought that I would love someone that I can actually read in a newspaper, find out that she was the business lady of the year? No, I've never really had opportunity to, you know, rub elbows with nobody like that. Well, guess what? I did that with Ms. Lane, and, you know, it let me know that there's no boundaries unreachable. And I ain't talking about just in, you know, what we can obtain. I'm talking about with the people that we can that can enlighten or that can touch us. So look what I started. I started something that made me a better me, that gave me the opportunity, the mindset to make someone else better. And am I finished? No, not by a long shot. There's so much more to do. And, you know, no, not at all. You know, as long as Optimal Network, the people of Optimal Network, you know, is in existence, in rotation, man, it's still a lot of work to be done. We still have a lot of people to touch. You know, we're positive reserve Optimal Voices everywhere. And, you know, we have to do that. And I feel that wholeheartedly.
All right. I feel you. And, I also wanted to tell you, a lot of people think about, look what you started. Look what you started could be a negative or a positive impact in their life. But self-pity gets you nowhere. One must have a venturous daring to accept oneself as a bundle of possibilities and undertake the most interesting game in the world of making the most of one's best. So when you have a bundle of possibilities, that's kind of like me. I got a bundle of possibilities that I undertake, and I make sure that it's something that I can reach out and put my hands on. If I can't reach out and touch it, I can't deal with it because it's not for me. So when I get something started, I don't want to finish with a, oh, I knew I couldn't do it, or I knew it wasn't going to work, or somebody told me it was. I can't do that. See, I have to execute a plan of the beginning and the end, whether if I'm going to stay in it for a long time or not. I need to make that decision, and it's all about making decisions. Look what you got started. When you start something, you should be able to finish. It's just like now we went from the beginning of time seeing to different topics of KB, and we went from Dr. Navigator speaking on Opulent Network. But let's talk about, and I don't like to talk about negative, but what about, look what you started, what about those who pop off at the mouth, and what's their results? What is the usual result of that? That's negative. It's always negative. When you are abrupt and disrespectful to someone for no reason at all, no matter if they did, God said turn your cheek. You know, it's just so much we could take. I know we got to hold our tongue. Sometimes we got to hold our tongue, and we just have to step back and let go and let God. Though, when you say, look what you got started, and you get knocked out for saying something you ain't had no business, who was in the right? Who was in the wrong? Who was in the right and who was in the wrong? It's uncontrollable tongue. That's what it is. It's uncontrollable. But, well, at least three times a day, you just take a moment and ask yourself, what is really important? Have the wisdom and the courage to build your life around that answer. And so that three times a day is that prayer. That's that prayer. That's that faith. That's that meditation. Look what you got started. Guess what? We're going to bring Sister Stephanie on in 1 second and talk about look what you've got started. You have anything you want. You can have anything you want. And if you want it badly enough, you can be anything you want to be. Do anything you set out to accomplish if you hold to desire with singleness of purpose. Wow, that's just awesome, because this is what I do. This is what Dr. Navigator does. This is what KB does, because look what we got started. And the list goes on and on. Dr. O is endless. He is endless with what he desires, what he wants. It's not what he needs. It's what he wants to display a need for others to build on that platform. You know, it's a deliberate plan of execute and finito. Once you start something, if you don't finish with a bang, then you've never really started. You never really started. You were just chopping off at the mouth, like, wah, 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 like Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, wah, wah. Nothing. You've got to put forth your effort. Look what you started. Well, they ain't going to never tell you to start something negative. So you always got to start off positive. And when you see the negative come in, you need to start writing down and figure out, what. Let me reverse this negative out of here. Because negative turns into disasters. Negative turns into nightmares. Negative turns into things that you don't want. And they come from the unknown and from the unbeing. And I call them unbeings, because those are just demons out there. Sister Stephanie, look what you started.
Okay. I was sitting here and I was thinking, look what I started. I'm going to say, look what really Opulent Network Radio and Dr. Navigator have done for me. And when I say that, it's because when you all met me, my life was completely falling apart. A 24-year marriage was ending, and I was devastated. I was learning things that my children had gone through that I had no idea they had gone through. And I was just, you know, completely, my world was falling apart. So I was invited to the show. I was going to listen, you know, just a couple times. Wasn't planning to do anything with it. Never during this, you know, almost 2 years later, that I would be doing what I do, speaking every day, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, whenever I can get on here, and sharing with other people the things that I have experienced that may be very similar to experiences they're dealing with now, and be able to say, hey, there's a positive side to that. Look what this did. I mean, the topics we come up with, they make you self-reflect. They make you look at yourself. And I have found my strengths I never even knew I had. I never dreamed that, you know, I would enjoy talking to other people about my problems in a positive way rather than a shameful way or a very negative way. So everything I've gone through has made me a better person, even as painful as I were. I didn't know that 2 years ago. I know that today. So I look at what I started within myself and where that started. You know, I went to Celebrate Recovery, and I went through a 12-step program, and I learned where my issues stemmed from, and they weren't always where I thought they came from. They started way before the issues I blamed. So look what I started in discovering myself so that I could pay that forward to help other people actually look at themselves and say, hey, I'm not alone, and there is an outcome that can be better than where I think I will. Yesterday, my sister went to a convention in California. She is going to be a life coach. She has invited me to join her team and come in and be a life coach with her. Something I never even heard of, never even thought it was something I might be interested in. But the more I think on it, the more I realize I have so much to offer, and this may be exactly the way to do it. And so what I started 2 years ago was to help myself. It has now paid forward to help others. So, you know, it started in the worst times of my life. Who'd have dreamed? So, you know, look what I started as actually became a very exciting word for me, not, you know, a negative at all. You know, again, I go back to even as painful as what I've been through, it was the beginning of my healing and didn't even recognize it. So, you know, that is an awesome feeling to sit here and say that today. And, you know, I owe that to Dr. Navigator for inviting me to this show, to you, Ms. Lane, for letting me be a part of it and including me in more than just being a listener. And, you know, like I said, we're going to see where it goes. And I may be a life coach. I may just join her team and help her get her life coaching going. Either way, though, you know, it started somewhere in a very dark time. And, you know, it's just progressing into wonderful light. So I'm just going to end right there and let someone else have the floor.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Nav, are you there? You're not. Okay.
Yes, I am.
Let me
yes,
say,
I am.
I knew you were. I was just giving you time to unmute your phone. So let me just say this. I'm going to go through this real quick, and then I'm going to let him close us out, and then I'm going to let hopefully KB's still on the line, and she can close us in prayer. I just want to say these great wisdom, look what you started for success. You were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You're not meant for crawling, so don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly. And with that being said, look what you start. When you start something, remember, always stay positive. P-A-P-P-A, positive attitudes produces positive actions. No matter what you start, no matter what it is, what day it is, what time it is, what year it is, when you start something, always make sure you have an execute to finish. And when you finish, it finishes with a bang. Whether it's to dissolve it or whether it's to advance it to another higher level, remember, always stay positive. Dr. Nav.
Once again, love to the lion. Coming together is a beginning. It's a start. So you can ask yourself, look what I started. Keeping it together is progress. So you can tell yourself, hey, man, I see productivity. Working together is success. And, you know, here on Optical Network, you know, they started something that was beautiful. And they, you know, that was their beginning. That was the start. And they kept it together. See, and that was the progress. And see, working together, see, that was the success. Because you get a lot of different ideologies, you know, a collective way of people, ideas and things and thoughts that come together to formulate a common cause. That's going to be friction. See, that's why we got a House, a representative, and we got a Senate. Because, you know, you got the representative, I mean the Republican, you got the Democrats, you got the cons and you got the pros. You know, because everybody's not going to always agree on everything in life. But when you got a common goal, a common cause, and that common goal and that cause is for something successful and productive, see, you're going to outweigh the naysayers. You're going to outweigh the people that say you can't make it happen. You're going to outweigh the people that don't want to see it happen. You're going to outweigh the people that don't want to see this success. But when you start something, and you started with a positive, clear conscience, and you know God is your motivating force, you know he is the one is pushing you. When I say he, I please don't, I don't say that out of disrespect to the woman, because I don't like putting a title on God as a he or a she. He's entity, whatever. I just look at him as our creator. But this is our motivating force. This is what drives us. And when they're driving you for something positive, and you know what you're doing is for the betterment of not only yourself, but someone else, so you do it with enthusiasm. You do it with conviction. You do it with a smile on your face. That's the same way with nurses and doctors. And I say that occupation because, you know, they're doing it for the betterment of others. For the health of them, you know, yeah, they give a paycheck, but man, you know, you gotta have a love for people to endure what these people do. I'm gonna even go to the point of saying home care, because I know I got a friend to do home care, and the thing that she has to endure or see, I couldn't possibly do it. And I know what she do. You gotta have some kind of caring inside of you, baby, you know, to take care of somebody. See, look what you started. You started something with the idea of actually, you know, having an income, yet and still you have learned to have a love for people that is in need. See, look what you started. When you look at a child and you birth that child and you raise that child and that child becomes successful, see, you have to go back to the beginning and look what you started. From the moment that child was conceived, look what you started. You brought a child into the world. You have became a parent, and you're responsible for that child, and you do it to the best of your ability. But when you do it out of love, when you do it with the intent of, you know, of seeing that child succeed, man, you're looking at a beautiful sight for not only 18 years, for the rest of that child's natural born days that you are here on this earth willing to be blessed enough to see them. So you have to ask yourself, look what I started. When Eve did whatever she did, believe me, we're only getting a part of the story when we're learning about Eve. But please don't be so naive that you thank God was outsmarted by a serpent. For he knew what he was starting. She knew what she was starting. It knew, whatever you want to call your creator, knew what they were starting. They were starting life outside the Garden of Eden where we are at now today. But it's up to us, an individual, mature individual, to realize that everything that we start, if we do it with a clear conscience and a good heart, that man, fruitfulness, brutality, blessing, productivity, success, it's going to be the outcome of it. But anything that we do with a negative mindset, anything that we do that is going to feel like it's going to hurt someone else, do we see much success in it? How many successful drug dealers do you know? How many successful rapists do you know? How many successful child molesters do you know? How many successful, you know, adulterers do you know? How many successful people do you know that started whatever they did with the intent to hurt someone else? None. None. You learn about them because you see them on the news, newspapers, somewhere in the social media to let you know that they have been caught for their wrong endeavorment. But when you find someone to do something out of love, man, you may not never meet these people. I mean, it's doctors and nurses that you get to see in the newspapers. How many people do you see that work in home care that you get to see in your newspaper regularly? You never get to see these people because what they do is not for the media. They do it because out of love. So, see, look what you started. You started something within yourself that made you become a better person. So now our creator can sit back and smile at you and say, hey, my child has seen the light. They have obtained the gift that I had to store for them. For their actions have actually made it where someone else can live. See, that's when the Bible says there's no greater gift you can do for someone but other than give your life up for them. Give up your old life and start a new one that's built on love and respect and success and productivity and see how you become a better person. See, I had to learn that. I had to learn to live out of bitterness. I had to learn to live out of, you know, self-conceit. I had to learn to live out of the fact that, man, life had been so hard for me that I didn't want to have nothing else. And I was introduced to something such as Alchemy Network, where I learned to let my intellect be able to help others. And, man, now I wake up every day as a different person with a different smile in my heart. Yes, I still go through trials and tribulations. Yes, I still go through heartache. Yes, I still go through, you know, tough times. But they're not tougher than they were before. Because now I have a purpose, a reason to look forward to Mondays, to look forward to Wednesdays, to look forward to Thursdays. Because I know I'm about to do something throughout all my day, at the end of it, and I'm going to do something that's going to be better for someone else. And I'm going to let God use me as a disciple in order to help someone else. So see, look what you started. And it's not only for me, it's for you and everyone else. So I have to say this on this topic. Look what you started. Man, you just got invited with the opportunity to just sit back and you look at some common words that we probably didn't even think of until tonight to say, man, look what I started. And look what I can actually succeed in. Look what I can produce. Look what I can be successful at. And it may make your next start in doing something tomorrow with a little more love, and that's love to the line.
Well, all right now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. It's all about love, and we bring love to the line always. Make sure to tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. to listen to Wisdom Wednesday with Ms. Lane, Dr. Nav, Sister Stephanie, and let's throw in KB as well. Brother G, all of us, we're here. Without you, there is no us. We love you all for this. Also, Motivational Monday with Naomi Love every Monday at 9 p.m. with Dr. Navigator and Naomi Love. We love that show as well. She had a show last week with music, and it was great. It brought you down memory lane. That was a wonderful thing. It was about music and kept it moving. I didn't get a chance to hear Stephanie's music, but maybe next time, because she's like, I don't know if I have, she's got a couple of favorites. I can't remember. But loving all of you guys to the line, and we want to keep and stay positive and stay prayed up and reach out and touch someone. And remember, if you want someone, I want a magnet with all of the domestic violence numbers on it. It was also the Opulent Network's logo and the times and the shows. And don't let's not forget, just text me, 470-798-0941. I almost got past what I was going to say. And don't forget, we still have Thoughtful Thursdays. It's being revamped. So just stay tuned. We're going to be there. Don't worry. It's not canceled. It's still a Thoughtful Thursday. We still have Thoughtful Thursday, and we also have Sunshine Saturday, but that hasn't started yet. So I'm just going to keep on praying and keep on praying. And if KB is still on the line, if there's nothing else anybody would like to say, pitch in. We're going to take it to prayer. We're going to take it to God. We're going to do it like that. and we love you all. And good night. Let's see. KB, are you there? If you're not there, we're going
to... Yes, I'm here.
I thought so. Okay. I wasn't sure I was trying. My window's closed. All right. Thanks so much, Sister KB.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to sit in on the show tonight, Lord. You always seem to put me in the right place at the right time. Some things I just really needed to hear tonight. Lord, I just want to thank you for each and every person that's online tonight, Lord. Lord, I ask that you bless them in the almighty way. Lord, I ask that you give each and every person, as we go our separate ways tonight, the strength and the courage to carry on for the next day. Lord, lead and guide and direct each and every one of us into the path that we're trying to take. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Again, thanks everyone for listening. Love you all. Have a good night. Thank you. And good night.
Good night, everyone.
On the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we do from men? Can't you stand?
Monday with 9-11 at 9 p.m., 347-327-9515. And remember, if you would like to have a magnet with Opulent Network's name on it and the dates and the times that we're online, along with the domestic violence numbers, please give us a text, 470-798-0941. Have a great night. We're out.